This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about me.
Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington as Kara chilling. Looks like she's going to be out for a month, maybe. Ooh.
Poor Kara. Jeez.
What did I say? Did I say something beside Kara?
No, you said Kara.
No, I said poor Kara.
I thought you said or Kara. Oh, yes.
Oh, no. Poor Kara.
Poor Kara. All right, so Kara, we send you our love and healing. We'll get the healers on you, and then we'll send some cement over to do something with your, stabilize your leg.
Cement?
Put it in a cast, a real strong cast.
Oh, that was very mafiosa of you for a second there.
Thank you. All right. I knew you'd love it if we get started in this hour with this tune. Crank it up, Richie. We had this whole thing about a month and a half ago where Kara and Jennifer and Victoria get upset with me because I find this song amusing. So it seems to have disappeared, but in Kara not being here, we can get away with this maybe one more time. And the value of this is only, it goes as far as tomorrow, because tomorrow is the 40th anniversary of the death of Mao Zedong. Mao Zedong, the people's leader. Mao Zedong, who was responsible for Maoism and Maoist spirits. He was a Chinese scholar, so he wanted to be remembered anyway, as he was the leader of China for 27 years, responsible for the Chinese Revolution after World War II. He's responsible for Beijing's Minzu University. He is... when you think of Mao, you think of Mao.
I remember. What year are we talking with Mao?
44. Well, this was 1948 when he led the Chinese Revolution after World War II, and then took him a while. Excuse me to get control, but then you do take 67 years away from the year that we're in, the year of our Lord 2016. Minus 67 years.
Oh, here we go with math again. We're
1949. Yes, we are. We're good at math. So anyway, you're going to read a lot tomorrow and over the weekend because China is so close to America. Because we feel a kindred spirit. Because we love the Chinese so much. Because they do so much for America. They've helped us. They've loaned us trillions of dollars. They have supplied us with all that quality goods. All those... Yeah, okay.
Is it wrong that I can't stand the idea of China? I mean, I have friends in Hong Kong, but I don't even consider them Chinese, and they don't consider them themselves Chinese either. But beyond that, mainland China, I have no use for it. Every travel show just grosses me out because of what they eat.
You have absolutely use for it. That iPhone you're holding and then all the equipment that you're talking to us on.
Right. It comes from there. Yeah. I hope my microphone wasn't made in China, Richie.
I'm pretty sure it was.
I think it's a German. No, that's that old German noise.
I have a hefty.
All right, so here's the story.
That was made in USA.
My Neumann mic?
No, my Electro Voice RE20.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of stuff made here still. So, the unsurprisingly, the focus on food. I was in Beijing at the behest of the Chinese government about 20 years ago. Maybe when? In Richie,
what
now?
15 years.
All right.
At the behest?
The Chinese government invited me to come do my program from China for a week. And so I did. I went to four different cities over the 5 days I was there. We went over on a Friday night, flew from San Francisco into Tokyo, and then Tokyo into Beijing.
Well, that's a long flight.
Yeah, it was quite a long flight. then we were put up in the best hotel, best American hotel in Beijing. And then we had a guide and a driver and went all sorts of places and saw all kinds of things and had all kinds of horrible food. Oh, my God.
Here's Chinese a toad's food. Eyeball. This is a dog.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Sorry. No. My God. It was awful. The heads of everything you can imagine. And they thought it was delicacies. And my kids, I took everybody with me. Tony, the former wife, went, and the children, and they all were very polite.
Oh, the poor kids. Oh, Megan, they must have been tortured.
Well, no, actually, they liked the
culture.
They
were in their 20s, so they were adventurous.
Okay. Right. I'm thinking they were younger.
And so when I would sit at the table, I remember, we're guests of the government, and wherever we go, there are government people with us. And so they're treating us like kings and queens. And we go to the best restaurants, and they feed us what they think is the best food. So the kids are very polite about eating it. Thank you very much. And they watch me as I'm looking at what's the... Because they feed themselves family style. Everything is on the table, and they spin it around.
Right.
So you help yourself to everything. And I remember sitting in one place, one restaurant, where there were a bunch of Chinese government officials that were there with us. And I couldn't keep it together any longer. Megan was horrified. Megan said to me, Dad, you're acting like the typical ugly American. My stomach was upset. And when I looked at some of this stuff, it made me even more upset.
Yeah.
So I didn't eat it. And it was offensive or offending. They felt that I had offended them. I didn't end up in a Chinese jail, but they didn't take me. I think that may have been on Friday anyway. We were there until Sunday morning, I think we came back home. But it was...
And China was never the same.
Yeah, wow.
Well, I remember going... I mean, I said... Well, the reason I bring it up now is because I remember being in Tiananmen Square. And we stood in line. There's a line all day, every day, out in front of Mao's tomb. There's a great big building in his honor, and in it he's encrypted in this glass casket that has all kinds of things in it that keep his image from decaying. You can look at him, and you know he's been there for 40 years in this thing, this mosque. That has people going. So I remember going in and looking at him and thinking, my God, look at the way these people worship this guy like he was a god. And even today, this was 15 years ago. So I walk out the back door of the mausoleum, and what's on the left? A McDonald's. What's on the right? A Kentucky Fried Chicken.
So you were stoked, is what you're saying.
I found it amazing to...
You had food you could eat.
Culturally, no, I didn't eat any of that stuff, because I didn't eat those sorts of things. But the American influence,
yeah.
When you walk out the back of Mao's mausoleum, and then we went, I think that day we went in our little van out to the Great Wall. And so you go into the Great Wall, and the first thing you see is a Burger King and another Kentucky Fried Chicken, very big. The Chinese love fried chicken. And I don't think it's chicken anyway.
I doubt it's really chicken.
It's a Kentucky Fried Dog or
cat.
Yeah, cat. So it can still be KFC.
Kung Pao Kitty.
Kentucky Fried Cat.
Kung Pao Kitty.
here we are, speaking like normal Americans or silly Americans.
So he brought communism to China. What were they before, during the war? Because we were allies with them.
Right. They were, because the Japanese attacked China, they were kind of a flimsy, they were a union of disjointed states. China hadn't had any really good, it's kind of like leadership today. They didn't have any good management for a long, long time. And they were kind of just there. So the Japanese attacked them to get at their oil. And that was when the first sign. It was 1934 that the Japanese were going to go to town. They went after the Chinese because they were stoking up, building up their industrial base, and they needed oil. They didn't have any oil. Japanese don't have any oil anywhere. There are a couple of the islands off the coast near Russia, Sakhalin Islands, got some oil, but that's about it. So they needed oil. So they went into China, and they went to war, and the Chinese didn't have any army. They didn't have anything. So they didn't put up a fight, and that's when the Americans got really bent out of shape with the Japanese. And remember, there was a when the Prime Minister of England, Neville Chamberlain, was on a mission to sort of calm everybody down about the Japanese and the Germans. Don't worry, these guys are our friends. They won't bother us. Yada yada yada. Yeah, great. That was brilliant leadership. So anyway, that was when the change began, and because everybody was distracted by the Second World War, Mao, who was a clever fellow, decided he could build up a power base. You know, all of these people go back in history. The people who become leaders, a statesman, if you will, are all interested in power and control. And Mao had the ability. He was very persuasive guy, kind of like Napoleon and Hitler. I mean, he was like but he was a communist. He was the first sort of pure communist that we saw in the last century. And so everybody was, you know, it kind of reminded me when I first was studying the Chinese religions when I was in college. It sort of reminded me of George Orwell's book 1984. All pigs are created equal, but some pigs are more equal than others.
Right. Yeah.
That's kind of like. Yeah. That's kind of what communism is in a reality. Yeah. A reality based overview.
Yeah.
Of what it is. The people who lead have it better than the people who are in the trenches, but everybody in the trenches is treated equally. They all have equal shares of whatever, and that doesn't even what goes on in China now, because they have a quasi-communistic, capitalistic country that embraces a certain amount of rewards for doing your job. And that's why there's the nouveau riche in China. You know, everybody buying. There are more Buicks sold in China than there are here. People, the Chinese, for some reason, are fascinated with Buicks.
Really?
Yeah. That's the biggest selling car in China, is a Buick. Especially, with the nouveau riche, middle management people.
Let's say it.
What?
Buick.
Buick. Buick. Yeah, there's a Buick.
Buick.
19 after the hour.
This Thursday through Sunday, save on your favorite brands for your home, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Food Network, Serta, and more. And any way you pay, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's Cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's Cash later on just about anything, online and in-store. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid September 8th to 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Do you hear that racket? That is the sound of seven scientists at ExxonMobil thinking, working. Listen, they're discovering the precise combination of seven key ingredients in new Synergy gasoline that helps you get better gas mileage. These science folks sure know how to party.
Sorry.
New Synergy gasoline from ExxonMobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
And
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bruce Springsteen in the news today. 24 after the hour, Doug, Victoria, and Richie here on the air with a focus on his new memoir and his birthday. I find my attention or interest in him peaks or gets actually more serious as he gets older and you realize what he does in his performances. This guy is on stage for 3 or 4 hours, 3 or 4 nights a week, every week of every month of every year for the past, how long this guy's been around years. For 40 years.
Early 70s, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, he has an explanation.
76, actually.
He's who's 1976.
When he was on Time magazine. Okay. Both Time and, what was the other Newsweek. Big magazine? Newsweek. In the same week.
40 years ago. So in this new book, he talks about his chronic depression. He brings us around to a lot of first-hand knowledge. He explains that he suffered with it for his entire life. Quote, one of the points I'm making in the book is that whoever you've been and wherever you've been, this never leaves you. I always picture it as a car. All your selves are in it, and the new self can get in, but the old selves can't get out. The important thing is who's got their hands on the wheel at any given moment. The book that comes out September 27th is called Born to Run. This is the same week he turned 67. The problem, it seems, for Mr. Springsteen is that he had to wrestle for control of the wheel, if we use that analogy, with his version of himself that was torn up about his relationship with his father, who had a family history of mental illness. He's been treated with therapy, antidepressants. He worries that his own depression will become unmanageable like his father's did when it got older. You don't know the illness's parameters. Can I get sick enough to where I become a lot more like my father than I thought I might? This is
scary.
Something.
Well, to have that hanging over your head your whole life.
And that's probably why he's on the road so much. And
he doesn't sit
and performing. He doesn't want want to sit and think about it.
Exactly. So I will tell you, this mirror is very interesting. I would like him to be introduced to this new program that I'm in, the Constellation program. This would do him a world of good, because acknowledging and understanding what his father was all about and what he brought to the table, and then understanding how to work yourself away from it, whether you're a man or a woman, this is very powerful stuff. And I honestly, I'm serious. I would like to, I may speak to the fellow that is involved in doing these sessions, these therapy sessions, and have him send a note, somehow get a note to Bruce Springsteen, because this would be fabulous for him and everybody else, because we all have the same. He brings this to the surface because he may have a very pronounced version of it because he's got a family history of it. Whatever our family history, that's where we go. That's what this thing, this Constellation thing, is taught me more than anything else. So with Springsteen, he's had a lot of support from his wife, Patty, who's been with him, I think, for 25 years or so. She recognizes the signs of his impending depression, and she knows when he's going to run off the track. She wasn't happy that he told as much about this in the book that he did, but I'm sure it was cathartic and probably very helpful. And it might be helpful to everybody to sort of get a hold of this and see how this is much more prominent than you think it is, frankly. And getting to the root of it, understanding where you come from, that is what's in your family tree, can help you a lot in dealing with it. So congratulations to him for bringing it to the surface. 28 after the hour.
Be mindful of your anger when no one's around. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conte. How many arguments have you gotten into in your mind when no one was around? How many times have you argued with others in the shower by yourself, or while you were driving down the road alone in the car? If you're like most people, you've probably done this a lot. And guess what? When you're arguing and no one's around, the only person you're really arguing with is yourself. So now you and you alone are the only person who has the control to stop that argument. To do that, however, will take some mindfulness and some practice. You do have the ability to control your own mind, and you'll find in doing so, you won't have to waste any more time arguing with yourself. Instead, you can spend that time alone in peace. For help changing your inner dialogue when you're upset, visit drchristianconte.com.
This is what it sounds like when you don't make it in time for the Chevy 72-hour sale.
Oh, man!
And this is what it sounds like when you do make it in time for the Chevy 72-hour sale.
Woo! We made it!
It's the Chevy 72-hour sale. Qualified buyers can get 0% financing for 72 months on all their favorite 2016 Chevy models. But hurry, the clock is ticking. Get yours now. Chevrolet, find new roads. Monthly payment is $1,389 for $50,000 finance. Example down payment 7.8%. Most finance through GM Financial. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Excludes L trims. Take delivery by 9916. See dealer for details.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden on the Thursday program. The discussion this morning, a lot of discussion in conventional radio programs, will be an analysis of the Trump and Clinton forum it was called the Commander-in-Chief Forum. It was a made-up, there were a lot of people taking shots at Matt Lauer, who did the questioning. It's easy to do that. It's easy to take shots at all this stuff. It was more of the same. It was just theater. It was a waste of time. The fact that they, once again, the networks and the candidates, Trump bought a bunch of veterans and use them as a backdrop for their campaign to try to scare everybody. I'm so tired of this stuff because it's just theater. You don't get anything out of it. It's the same dumb stuff over and over and over again. And it really is.
Yeah, but we have to have some kind of a forum where we hear their opinions and philosophies.
Why? Well, we have heard it all 100 times before. We've heard it 100 times before. It's the same stuff. It was nothing new last night. Well, tell me what was new.
Well,
somebody call 888-302, or better yet, I asked a couple of questions. Would you follow it? Check it out for me, Victoria, the Twitter
sure.
at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show as to people and their thoughts about this TV event. Trump said one thing. Putin was a better leader than Obama. Okay. So.
Well, you have to remember.
Whatever.
I mean, Hillary's probably got lots of foreign policy information from the government, but for the last month now, both of them have been getting updates. Yeah. From the Pentagon and from the State Department, kind of updates light, and now they have a new outlook on what's going on around the world and new information. So
really,
they
what probably, was new last night?
No, they have new information
oh, yeah.
that
How
they didn't
they use
have
that,
access to before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and. What
so maybe
came
we
out
get
of
a
that?
Different perspective from them now.
I don't think I watched it for a while. I didn't get a different perspective
at
all.
I'm not going to convince you. You don't care.
Well, it isn't that. I want something new. I want some meat. I want somebody to tell me something that I can believe in. Not like Mr. Hopin changed it 8 years ago with his baloney, and then the salami and pastrami 4 years ago. And that this is my focus on great helmsmen. Are there any great leaders? Can we look at Donald Trump and think, this guy's going to be a great leader? Or Hillary Clinton, she's going to be a great leader? Or any of these people that are around? They're so busted by the time they get there. They're so worn out. Look at how tired they both look. They're not sleeping. They're not eating well. They're both sick. People say, well, Hillary Clinton, look at how sick she is. For God's sakes, you'd be sick too if you were 70 years old and you were on the road 7 days a week and got 4 hours a night sleep. Who the hell can live that way for months on top of months on top of months? It's nuts.
Yeah.
And, the
and all the people and the germs you encounter. I mean,
yeah.
My friend is really sick right now from her Pilates class. So I'm pretty sure when you're on the campaign trail,
yeah.
you're incorporating
yeah, yeah.
more germs than a Pilates class.
Right. Trump doesn't sleep in a bed. He sleeps on the plane. He doesn't,
yeah.
even have, he doesn't even go someplace to have a room or anything unless he's home. He sleeps in the plane.
I'm pretty sure he's got a Tempur-Pedic in the plane, though.
I'm sure he's got very comfortable seats and beds in the plane. But still. It's just, I mean, and then you say to yourself, why? What are you really going to, at the end of the day, what do you have?
What do you think he does for, like a seatbelt when you sleep on a plane? Do you strap yourself into the bed?
No. If you're on a private jet, you don't really wear a seatbelt.
No. No. No, you do what you want.
So if they hit some turbulence, he's on the ceiling.
Could be.
Well, maybe.
At all.
Maybe.
Well, I think he's on
maybe
the ground.
That's why
I think
his hair looks the way it does.
No, I think he's on the. They're on the ground. They're, most of the time, the plane gets to where it's going to go for the next morning, and then he just sleeps in the plane until it's time to get up and take a shower and go, you know, put on his red tie.
It's like a Winnebago, then.
Yeah, it's kind of a flying
yeah,
Winnebago.
Cool.
That's right.
Yeah,
or as they say in England, Winnebago. Say Winnebago. All right, let's move to. Something else that will be a... this is a focal point that I think also has dried up. So this is Thursday is dried up news day. The Olympic U.S. Olympic Committee says it's going to suspend Ryan Lochte and the three other swimmers because of that gas station incident. They are embarrassed. The U.S. Olympic Committee says they are embarrassed. So today they will announce that Lochte will be suspended. And his suspension will be longer than the others. Legal experts say that the actions of the guards that night in Brazil might have been illegal as well. Brazilian law prohibits anybody from determining on their own the damages to property. That they collected money from one of those guys. I forget which one it was.
Hey, listen, if a Brazilian Olympian were to come to the United States and tear a poster off the outside of a gas station, mm-hmm. and the gas station security guard went and put a gun to his head, I'm pretty sure it would be a big news story, and it wouldn't look good for the United States.
Yeah.
Ryan Lochte's a moron, but this is ridiculous.
Is,
this whole
is
thing
ridiculous.
Is silly.
It's so foolish. So why are we giving at any time. This is about. This comes from the same cue, if you will, as the story about the Treasury Minister in Mexico, Luis Videgaray. Is that how you pronounce his name? How
sure.
You,
yeah,
Videgaray. Perfect. He resigned yesterday after the Trumpster met with the President, Mr. Peña Nieto,
Apparently, this guy, Vidigare, had suggested to the president, you know, you ought to meet with Donald Trump. So apparently the people of Mexico weren't too happy about it after the fact. So somebody's head has to roll. It always has. Somebody's got to pay. So it was his turn to step up and...
His head rolled.
That's it. Right, exactly.
Yeah, they didn't give a check for the wall. What are they upset at him about?
Yeah. Well, I know, you know, that's the
Well, made the president look stupid. Well, to the Mexican people and in the press, it made he's getting blasted, so he has to blame somebody, and it was that guy's idea.
Right. So you're done. Yep. We're finished with you.
You're done because I couldn't handle myself in front of a guy who's not even president yet.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So how do you say finito in Spanish?
There you go,
I think
finito.
You just did.
Listo. Listo. Over. Done.
Listo. Finished.
Listo.
Listo. Adiosco.
God,
no mas.
No mas.
No mas, Roberto.
We don't need no stinking badges. Okay. So is that enough of that? I think we've had enough.
Yeah.
That's it. Right? All right. In a moment, a man leaves behind a bunch of busty mannequins. This is the real news of the day, ladies and gentlemen.
What's Bob K doing with them?
42 past the hour.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Well, Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
I see. Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Whether you need back to school supplies or you're coming back for more, Staples has all your back to school essentials in stock and at low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored. That's affirmative, Control. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes? That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want. Wow, that is exciting. Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Get the Kohl's this Thursday through Sunday. Save on your favorite brands for your home, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Food Network, Serta, and more. And any way you pay, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything, online and in-store. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid September 8th to 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
All right,
We have 46 past the hour. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden. Remember that deal that the U.S. made with the Iranians? Actually, there were five or six world powers that agreed to limit the Iran nuclear program in exchange for lifting the economic sanctions against them. And then, just by coincidence, it was only a coincidence that $400 million arrived in cash the same day the four U.S. prisoners were released from Iran. Remember, it was a coincidence.
And the other $1.5 billion showed up the other day.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Richie.
In cash.
Yep.
And they don't take dollars.
No, they won't take any dollars. They want euros.
It should have been in Bitcoin. Yeah, yeah, sure. We'll give you a billion in Bitcoin.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it comes in all kinds of denominations.
So, you know what I find? This is more phony politician stuff and why I don't go down the street very often, because of the same old story. So, the Republicans are outraged that this was done. Hello. They voted for it. It had to get through Congress. This money had to be confirmed in a vote before it went. Yeah.
So, I know, and they like to conveniently leave that out and right, just blame Obama for everything.
It's outrageous.
Where'd this come from?
You can blame Obama, but they all need to be blamed for, being a bunch of sleazewads.
I don't know that I 100% believe that.
Believe what?
That Congress allocated the money.
Just check it out, Richie.
Right now. Here I am.
Meanwhile, the most important story of the day focuses on hobbies. What do you do for a hobby, Victoria? What's your favorite hobby?
My favorite hobby is volunteering with our animal rescue. I just haven't been able to do it as much as I'd like recently. But, yeah, I'd say that's my favorite hobby.
Richie, what's your hobby?
I play guitar. I take taekwondo. Okay. Several hobbies.
Story of retired electrician Mike Martin in the focus. Collecting and restoring big-breasted mannequins was his hobby. He had 60 of these huge, voluptuous figures. He died last month. He had all of these figures in his home, along with his wife, Maxine, live in Beloit, Wisconsin. His entire collection, along with a variety of clothing and accessories for these big busted mannequins, has been put up for auction, open for public bidding. Some people are making fun of it online, but everybody collects something. So why not collect mannequins of big busted women? Anyway, whenever this guy heard there was a mannequin for sale, he'd go out and get it. He had a small Ford, and he would strap the mannequins to the back seat.
His poor wife. I mean, first of all, it's kudos to him that he even has a wife, and these are his proclivities.
Do we know what his wife looks like? That would be the question that everybody's wondering and doesn't dare ask. What's his wife look like?
I don't know if we've seen. I don't know if they have pictures of them out, but I know he has a wife. This was on Cosmopolitan.com. It's hilarious.
Obviously, you can tell that he was into big busted women.
Yeah.
Says his daughter. My mom tolerated it. By no stretch of the imagination did she like it, however. He once explained in an interview that he was first inspired to begin collecting these mannequins after throwing a USO-themed party and dressing up a few for fun to add to the mood. Really?
By the way,
he called them his glamour girls. You what, Richie?
Congress did not approve that money. They took it out of the Treasury, and Congress is now asking where the money came from.
I don't think
they're getting no answers.
Really? 10 minutes before the hour, I'm more interested in the big mannequins.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn
learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What? Where is our theme for the Tech Talk segment?
Heavenly
days, McGee.
Here, make you beg for it.
Especially given all of the hot stuff from Apple yesterday.
That's what I'm excited about.
The fruit had its latest unveiling of shiny new products yesterday, and a surprise, a new iPhone, and it doesn't have a headphone jack. The story of the iPhone 7 coming up in a moment here.
After these words.
Get the cold this Thursday through Sunday. Save on your favorite brands for your home, like KitchenAid, Cuisinart, Food Network, Serta, and more. And any way you pay, take an extra 20% off your purchase. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything, online and in-store. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid September 8th to 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All right, let's get a recap from these two, Victoria and Richie, as to what is smart about this for $649. What are we getting?
Well, then...
Go ahead. Ladies first.
No,
ladies first, please.
The so the new iPhone 7.
Okay, Richie, now take it away, will you?
The new iPhone 7 was unveiled yesterday at the Big Apple event. It will hit shelves on the 16th. Pre-orders start tomorrow. Essentially, the biggest deal is, just as the rumors said, there is no headphone jack. People are freaking out about this. So Apple.
What happened to the radio? I want to listen to the radio on my iPhone. How can I do that?
It has nothing to do with your ability to listen to the radio stuff.
Yeah, everything's wireless. But now, for people who have expensive headphones, people spend $300 to $500 on Beats headphones, and now they don't have anything to plug them into if they want the new iPhone, so they're incorporating an adapter kit so you can still actually plug your phone in through the adapter. It's making some people feel a little bit better as they transition to a totally wireless system for the iPhone 8, which will be out next year.
Which makes
it's water-resistant. It's water-resistant, but it's still an aluminum case. The new waterproof iPhone will be out next year. That's a glass case. What they did instead of, which is interesting and good, they took out the headphone jack and they added a second speaker. So now you have speakers on both ends.
I want to know how I can listen to Doug Steffen on my iPhone 7.
Nothing changed.
I don't know how I can listen. Everybody who's listening says, how do I get this program other than on the radio? So how do I use my new iPhone 7?
TuneIn app is the easiest. Stitcher as well, right?
Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk.
Yeah.
America.org, DougSteffen.com. Okay.
Yep.
I want to be able to hear Doug Steffen on the iPhone 7.
Well, you can hear it right now. You don't have to wait until the iPhone 7.
Oh, okay. iPhone 6.
Five. Well, the other big news is that there is no longer an entry model, so there's no more 16-gig iPhone. They've done away with that. And that's typically what parents buy for the kids. It's the cheapest model. It has the smallest amount of memory, so that's gone now. So it's only 32 gigs, 128, or 256.
I remember going to the Apple store to buy an Apple Watch as a present and trying to understand what really was going on with what I was buying.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder, because it was so synced to all of the other paraphernalia with the other Apple equipment that the recipient had, what happens now if you got an Apple Watch to the iPhone 7 connection?
Well, the biggest star of yesterday's entire presentation is the new Apple Watch. It's completely waterproof. It's made of ceramic instead of the metal. It's 5.5 times faster than the current Apple Watch. There's a lot of new cool features with it. They've added Pokemon Go, which elicited a lot of cheers in the audience.
Why? I thought Pokemon Go was done.
Well, apparently not. I mean, if we think about Apple Watches, it's on the decline. Pokemon Go is on the decline in America, but around the world it's not. So, and Apple Watches, of course, will ship around the world.
Speaking of decline, I remember, I think I paid $900 or something for the Apple Watch that I bought. The new ones are almost $1,300.
Yes.
It's $300 more. What's the big deal? Why are they $300 more?
No, they're
$400.
The new ones are $1,250 for the smaller case and $1,300 for the 42-millimeter case. This is because all the new technology, there's GPS built in now, and they're 100% waterproof. So there's
so
a lot
small.
More technology.
How can you, what do you look at? I always wondered, when you look at the watch, what do you see? You can talk into it like Dick Tracy, but what else? But what are you using? You have to go to your iPhone. You can't really use the watch, right?
Well, I have the watch, and I love it. I find that even though you're still technically tethered within 50 feet of your iPhone, you have to be that. And on the new Apple Watch, you're still tethered. But it's nice to just, you see when emails come up, you swipe them away if it's not really immediate. So I feel less tethered to my phone with it.
Yeah. 59 past the hour. That's the Apple story.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.